Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, African hairstyles.
Right. Even when it's raining, an African woman would look around the plastic paper bag to cover the hair, and yet she is being rained on, the handbag is being rained on, documents are being rained on, the wallet is being rained on, but the hair is protected.
Protected by all means.
I really did look good. I go out, graduation, Sunday, everybody wanted to talk to me.
See?
My
See? African hairstyles are unique and wonderful, and the black hair is a potentially $500 billion business. So, why do men and women in Africa and other places spend so much money? What about those who don't? Is this industry going to keep growing or decline? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show our colleague all the way from Kampala, Uganda, and now for the first time in Washington, D.C., Kenneth Bwire. Welcome to VOA's live studio. Let's talk.
Thank you very much.
It's so nice to have you in studio, Kenneth Bwire.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome, my friend. And of course, my colleague from the House of Service, Mariam Bogaji. Welcome, Mariam.
Thank you once again. Thank you.
And a friend of the show all the way from Maryland, by the way of Cameroon, Martins Ekombo. Welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be in the house.
You're welcome, brother. Tonight on Let's Talk, we'll be discussing African hair styles. According to a research firm, Miko, black consumers in America are spending an estimated $2.56 billion on hair care products. This was back in 2016. So, why are they spending so much money? And I spoke to Miss USA Tanzania runner-up 2017, Neema Olori. And I wanted to know, does hairstyle have anything to do with the competition?
I believe that you see, beauty pageants in general are a reflection of a culture, right? Because they're people who are judged at a beauty, you know, you're judged at a beauty pageant not by some paper or some, you know, you're judged by people. And they have their own thoughts, feelings, beliefs of what beauty is. And so, of course, when you go there into the pageant, you go there trying to reflect that. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so if hair is a huge thing for the culture, then yeah, I mean, you include that in the package.
So the
you
whole
make
package.
Sure your hair also looks good. But whether you wear it, style you wear it in, how you wear it, I think that has a lot to do with your own confidence. It has a lot to do with a statement and why you're, you know, just about you individually as, you know, as a person.
Some women like to wear these wigs all the time, but some women say, man, this is a tough issue. It's so hard to put it, especially when it's hot. Yeah?
Right. But in Dar, for example, it's tough. I mean, people do it.
It's tough,
course,
but you see people still doing it, right?
But it's rough. It's hardcore. I remember one of my friends ordered some and then they got them. And here, the person who bought it here said, oh, it's nice, it's fine, it's not hot. Of course, it wasn't hot because it's not hot
weather.
Here.
Yeah.
But then you moved, then they took it there and they wore it. And I'm telling you, they could barely keep it on for 20 minutes.
No way.
I can't wear this. This is not happening.
It is not. So I feel for you. I feel for all the ladies out there for sure when it comes to wearing the wig with all that hot weather and all that.
Hair is a huge thing. It's a huge part of who we are. Yes, some cultures emphasize it more than others. And, you know, some cultures it doesn't matter much. But it's very important to a woman in general. So when it comes to an African woman specifically, and, you know, me as an African woman, my hair is huge. It's something to do with how people see me,
okay,
my confidence. and, you know, how I appear, you know, it says a lot about me. It's what people see, you know, at least in our culture, you know, it's what people see and they notice. You can't just go, you know, you could look great. Mm. You know, you're wearing everything, your face on point, your outfit on point. But if your hair is like off, somehow it just throws everything off. You know what I mean? It just...
Thank you, Neymar Laurie. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing African hairstyles. And back to the studio. Now, before all the men come in, it's ladies first. So, I want to talk to the lady in the room for the first time. You are the lady in the room here by yourself.
Okay.
Mariam Bagaji. Tell me, Mariam, black hair seems to be pretty expensive to maintain. And why still men and women, or maybe women only, I don't know, you tell me, spend so much money? And what are the hairstyles out there that cost this lots and lots of money?
A lot of women spend that much money where? Because they they're spending it on weaves, they're spending it on hair extensions. And you'd be surprised how much how much expensive deals like hair costs. Because for a long time, you know, black people are really, like, especially African Americans, they have, like, a complex when it comes to hair. A lot of women, black women especially, not a lot of women when you find, like, you know, are really confident with their hair, like their natural hair. You, for a long time, when you look at magazines, what you see is beautiful long hair. That's what's being promoted as beautiful, you know?
Right.
So everybody, you know, you have the African African hair, which is nappy and kinky and is not, like, you know, the opposite of, like, sleek hair. So people try to attain that look by spending that much money. You have human hair, which is, like, you know, I asked one time, when was it, at the store. It costs, like, nothing more, like, you know, the good ones, you have to spend, like, $200 up. And
$200? That's the minimum you're talking about?
$200, that's the cheapest, by the way.
Are you kidding me? That is one visit to a hairstylist, you pay $200, and that's the minimum?
$200 is the cheapest, by the way. I'm telling you.
No wonder it's billions of dollars in this industry.
$1,000 just to have, like, fake hair or some human hair, you know.
Some Brazilian hair. You know?
Yeah, those kind of hair. So you put in all this, and then besides the fake hair, you have women putting chemicals in their hair to relax that, you know, to control that kinky hair that you, it's not, that's not considered desirable.
Right.
To, you know, make it sleek and flat and straight, like, you know, that, you know, that's to, so it's to look good and beautiful. So, and a lot of times they say those relaxers too, they are harmful to the hair, not good. But nowadays we have women now embracing their roots, turning back to their natural
hair. Hairstyle.
And people, you know, trying to just do something else, you know, and embracing our hair and just, you know, be comfortable with it. It is beautiful, you know, it doesn't have to be straight, it's still good, you know.
Yeah.
So,
or even go bald if you can.
Yes.
Like, I mean, Kenneth Wida will tell us, the Maasai in Kenya and Uganda and Tanzania, they go bald all the time, Maasai women, and they look beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe I should ask Maritenze Kombo as well. Is this something that, this is a billion-dollar industry when it comes to hairstyles, and women pay a lot of money, and maybe not just women, because men too are spending money here.
Sure.
So is this because of the perception that we have, as Mariam explained, with what seems to be beautiful hair, that is why they have to spend so much money to spend on these hairstyles? Or you blame the men because they're the ones maybe paying for this money? Or because we believe that that's what's supposed to be for a woman to be beautiful?
Well, there is a common adage in my country. I don't know if it is recognized or it is well practiced worldwide.
Yeah, that is in Cameroon, to be exact, correct?
Yes, in my country, Cameroon, which is that the beauty of a woman lies on her hair.
Oh!
I believe that some women know the value of hair and always cherish the artificial hair.
Okay.
During my traveling around the globe, the only place where I was able to find women who were not very much interested in using artificial hair was in Uganda and in Kenya.
Really?
I mean, I saw there is a woman I admire so much. She's a very prominent woman. She's one of the top figures in Uganda. She is having her natural hair. That's the first thing. The second thing is Every man wants his girl or wife to look beautiful. And some of those hairstyles which some of the ladies, they put, they definitely increase their beauty. Because if you and I, if we have noted it, that it is most often when two ladies meet, the first thing the other one will explain is, hey, I like your hair.
And who is your hairdresser?
Yeah, who is your hairdresser? Where did you buy this mesh? Where did you buy your hair? Who is braiding your hair? You know, those are things. And, you know, women always like to be complimented.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, she feels belong when she has that nice hairstyle.
Oh, yeah.
That will support her compliment, her complimentary aspect of it.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Let me allow Kenneth Bwire, since you mentioned Uganda. Kenneth Bwire is from Uganda. Is this a fashion statement? Or as Martin Zekombo explained, that, okay, maybe Uganda is different. You see women wearing this natural haircut and all that, and they don't care much about hair. Oh, what is your experience, my friend?
First Sunday, when you start discussing about hair, you need to be very careful.
Yes, sir.
A woman spends not less than 7 hours in a saloon.
I'm telling you. Thank you. They take a long time to do those cornrows or those dreadlocks.
Unlike
rastas,
who will reach a saloon and tell the saloonist, I'm rushing. I have to be in studio and work, and in 10 minutes you are done. So, in all, if you want a better relationship with any lady around,
yeah,
respect that hair.
That's for sure, my friend.
But then it's not hair. It's fake. It is fake product they are putting on the head.
Yeah.
It's costing them a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Costing them a lot of time.
Right.
Even when it's raining, an African woman will look around for plastic paper bag to cover the hair, and yet she is being rained on. The handbag is being rained on. Documents are being rained on. The wallet is being rained on. But the hair is protected.
Protected by all means, because it costs a lot of money.
Good. You nailed it.
Tell me, Mariam.
Protecting that head due to the amount she has spent on it.
I know, Mariam, not Mariam like it.
Mariam, want to say something? Listen,
I will not like it. But again, Mariam, with due respect, I ask for forgiveness. I beg.
Okay.
Then, as I proceed, Mariam, it's not Africanism. It is something else. Wherever it came from, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Uganda. All prominent ladies in Uganda, starting from the first lady, Bijanet Museveni.
Yes, the first lady, yeah.
The hair is natural and very short.
Oh, yeah, she's very nice.
Good.
Style. Yeah.
The speaker.
I thought I was telling a lie.
Yes, the speaker. The most powerful woman who was the head of Uganda Revenue Authority, who is now the head of Uganda Roads Authority, the Allen Kajina. The hair is very short. Most prominent ladies, leave alone Uganda, go to Kenya. First lady, the hair is short.
Yeah, natural.
Margaret Kenyatta.
Yes.
Go to Rwanda. Mrs. Right. Kagame, it's short. Wherever this business of long hair, fake from Brazil, from Australia, from wherever, Marion, where did it come from?
My name is going to tell you it costs a lot of money, my friend. My name wanted to say something about this. Tell Kenneth.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money. I asked about where did it come from.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the desire to have that kind of long, sleek hair that is not African.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from watching TV and trying to, you know, emulate what you see on TV, the popular media, you know, so it's also part of what we also, you know, we see and we want to be like. And the same thing goes with last week we talked about bleaching skin. We trying to look
right.
The close, it seems like there's this notion that the more Eurocentric you look, the more your European features you have. You have longer hair, light skin, sleek hair, nice curly hair. That is something to be proud of. You have like some men, actually one of my friends was telling me about this guy that was trying to talk to her. He told her, oh, hey, you know what? I got nice hair. Our baby's going to have nice hair. Basically, like, trying to use that as a, as something here in America. As something, as, you know, it's an added factor. You having like a nice hair. People are considered, that is what is considered beautiful. However, that's really amazing to see this this public figure and figures in Uganda, in other places, they're sporting short hair. So it's something to look at. You know, black hair is beautiful. And you look at now, like, mainstream, you have a lot of women now embracing it, especially here in America. I come across, like, all this, like, natural hair expo. You have women with different kind of hair. The hair, you know, even natural hair, there's different kind of textures. There's the kinkiest one. There's the, like, curly ones. There's different ones. Everybody, you know, embracing that. And it's really amazing. And it's also crashing the relaxer businesses. Before, now people are putting relaxers because either way, it's not really good for you. Have you ever put a relaxer on your head?
Oh, my goodness. I've seen other people. I haven't put it on my head, but I've seen they say it's really painful and hot.
And it's really, like, strong and pungent. It's,
mm-hmm. It's burning some people, too.
Mm-hmm. Why would you put it on your hair?
So I know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Marion, I also understand that the day after from saloon, your head pains. Mm-hmm. It's like you have been struggling so hard to put that beauty on your head.
Well, it's not joking.
I think it's not even just painting.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when women braid their hair,
mm-hmm.
men have trouble sleeping at night.
Are you here?
I know. That's why you see some women, like, I'm telling you, some women, their edges, if you see the edges of their hair, like, it's gone. It's becoming bald. Because of what? There's a tight braid that they're making. This set, the weaves that they're putting on their head for months and days, their hair is not seeing sunlight. It's not getting fresh air. So its hair is dying.
The root is going away. Yeah, it keeps fading out.
So
yeah, you're right.
A lot of women have, like, edges problems now.
So is it a forced punishment that ladies have to go through for all this beauty? What pushes you? Something is very tough on your head. As my colleague says, even men, they don't enjoy. That night is very hard.
I think Kenneth's beauty is because of men, not only because of
women. No.
But it's also because of men. Because men are embracing and they like to see this beautiful hair and they enjoy. They think this is the best hairstyle.
If you don't do that, Shomari, you have no peace in the house.
That's the problem.
Yeah, you
are. Tell me, Mariam.
Let me tell you, there's one time, right?
Yeah.
My friend convinced me to wear this hair, like, you know, this weave.
A weave.
This wig. Yeah, it's just like you put it on, like, mm-hmm. on and it looks like your real hair. It's like human hair one. So she convinced me to wear one. I was like, oh, you know what? She's like, oh, you know, you look good. And actually did I really did look good.
Mm.
I go out that day, Sunday, everybody wanted to talk to me.
See?
My
See, Kenneth?
Everyone.
That's a living example right there.
What I just said, that the beauty of a woman lies on her hair.
So it works. So you see what I mean? So the
it works for women.
Like, I don't get this kind of attention when I'm wearing
an African charm.
You see the combo? This is you guys' problem.
It's a tough thing which we should... We cannot deny it.
Hold it right there. Black hairstyle is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the Washington studio with Kenneth Subwire, Martins Ekombo, and Mariam Bugaji. Right now, we're discussing black hairstyles. Why is spending money for hair so important now for some black men and women? And yet, it is so expensive. And I spoke to my colleague in the house from the Hausa service, Sarfilu Hashim, and I wanted to know his take.
It doesn't surprise me that much money is spent just on the hair, the woman hair.
Uh-huh.
Because if you look, you know, they always, uh-huh, they always want it to look good. It's all about look. It's all about,
of course, physical. Any woman, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's all about look. Mm-hmm. And they feel good about themselves and they feel secure, so which is okay. But
cool.
Time, money, man, I don't know, Sunday. You know, I wouldn't spend my money on that, definitely.
Come on, man. You won't spend your money to pay maybe for your woman if she wants to make her hair?
Yes, I can do for my woman, but not as much money that they spent on the hair.
Okay.
No, definitely not.
So there has to be a limit?
There has to be, yes. Limit will be good.
You want the limit? Okay. But guess what, though? When a woman wants something, you got to do it. And of course, we all know, you know, when your wife is happy, when your girlfriend is happy, then the whole thing is happy.
That's true. That's true. You know, you are right, Sandy. You are right. You are definitely right. And the man, look at us. We don't care. We shape our head, hair.
And it doesn't take much time.
It doesn't take much time. And you know what killed me about that is?
Yeah.
Sometimes they can spend all that money, and in the morning you wake up, you say, okay, baby, let's go. You know what's going to happen?
What happened?
They're going to take 20, 30 minutes to get ready just because of that hair. After spending all that money, that killed me. That killed me, Sandy.
You know what, man? They say it takes a lot for a woman to look good, especially an African woman with hair. You don't play with her hair, man. You
definitely
can do anything else, but not the hair. It's something that is so special to them that it has to look good. It got to be right, whether it's low cut, whether it's kinky, whether it's braids, whether it's cornrows, anything.
It doesn't matter. What is it?
It doesn't look good. I think, maybe you tell me, is about fashion statement, is about confidence, or is about peer pressure among women?
To be honest with you, I think it's about confidence, man.
Okay.
Because if they don't feel good about themselves, they don't have that confidence.
Yeah.
And they're going out. Look at them. You can see the woman, the girls, you know what I mean, on the club, whatever the event, whatever is going on. You will see them. And you look at their hair, you know they put the damn time and money on their hair.
Yeah.
And you know what? At least make it look real.
Okay.
I don't want to see something I know is not real.
Thank you, Sarfilu Hashim. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing African hairstyles. Now, back to the studio. Is hair about beauty, style, confidence, fashion statement, or what exactly? According to fashionandstyle.com, there are more than 800 black hairstyles for women. Among them, short natural hair, as we mentioned, dreadlocks, coils, curly cuts, twist, cornrows, extension, kinky twist, micro braids, Senegalese twists, and so on and on and on. All this costs a lot of money. Uh-huh. You mentioned right here, Kenneth would tell me if you're not right, if this is wrong or right, but you mentioned, Mariam, women get a lot of attention once they have this nice hairstyle. So, Kenneth, why you can't blame women, Kenneth, if this is the case? Men, you are part and parcel of this situation. Don't you think so?
It's very hard.
Okay.
If that is the case, then 800 hairstyles.
More than 800.
To transform you to look beautiful and attract me, then it's very hard assignment that you will go around testing all 800 to see which one fits your head and which one will conquer my mind. It's terrible.
So the concern now is, do all the 800 hairstyles fit one woman?
No, you cannot tell which one will fit you. You'll have to test and test. Some will move your head look like an oval. Another one will move your head look like an owl. Another one will make you look like a flamingo. So by the time you realize you look the human being that Ken Bwire wants to see, you have spent. It's like you are almost buying a plot of land in African continent. Amount of time you are investing in, you're almost doing a bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
This is a $500 billion industry, my friend. It's no joke. It must be draining your pocket. And sure. You know what? Not only is it draining this women's pockets, it's draining the men's pockets too. Isn't that
definitely
right,
Mariam? Definitely, the men's pocket. I don't think there is a woman who has ever been without asking a man money for a hairstyle, except otherwise.
Because if they're doing it for you, we're all doing it for you.
Exactly, so, right?
If you are doing it for us. If you are doing it for us, then why is it that when your fellow woman meets you, the first thing she will ask you is, who is your hairstylist? Who is making your hair? Who is I love your hair and stuff like that.
All of you guys, you have to give it up for black women.
Exactly.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because you have you get one woman, but you have like 10, 20 types of women like in one all every day because she's a she comes in with a different look.
Right.
You have how many combos in one?
Imagine
straight hair woman.
All the 800 styles.
You know? Oh my goodness!
I've just realized that men are in problems.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
They spend on
that figure of hairstyle being 800.
Yeah,
is very frightening. Because if a woman decides to use all the 800 hairstyles, it means you might spend something like $1 million every year.
Hey, people spend money, my friend, my brother, in a combo. They don't care. Some people do.
I know.
It's enough to buy plots of land.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Kenneth said. Yes.
Sure.
Anyway, if that is what will make a woman happy in the house,
right?
Definitely.
Then do it.
You know, a happy.
Because if a woman is not happy in the house, everything is terrible. Even
exactly.
What goes into the stomach will be raw.
Yes, sir. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back. Listeners, that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored black hairstyles. I want to thank my colleagues and my friends on the phone, and also I want to thank you, the one and only Mariam Bugaji from the House of Service. Thank you for being part of this show.
It's my pleasure.
Yes, anytime, right? Thank you. And Martin Zakombo, all the way from Maryland by way of Cameroon, thank you for coming tonight.
You better.
Yes, sir. And my colleague, Kenneth Bwire, thank you so much for your time in studio tonight.
And let ladies do what pleases them, what makes them happy.
Yes, sir. That's for sure.
Time.
Absolutely. And of course, Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be miniskirts. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. from Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.